All right, welcome to the Strongpreneur Podcast on Sunday, July 10th is when we're actually recording this, and I'm recording it kind of last minute here because this week I planned on doing just a short solo cast, and instead I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday while I was out on a hike in beautiful Manitou Springs, Colorado, and our conversation, we got through part of our conversation, and I just said, dude, we got to have you on the podcast because you need to tell this story. You need to give us your take on this little topic here. And so without further ado, I would like to introduce everyone to Mr. Awesomeness, Derek
Johnson. I'll take it.
He'll take it. Derek Johnson. Derek is the owner of JBI Secret Gardens. They have a garden center down in Nashville. They also install water features and do some other specialty types of landscape projects. Derek's been a contractor for how long now? 20?
This is 20 years, yeah.
20 years this year. And Derek's really been doing some amazing things in his business in the last couple of years. And so, Derek, welcome to the show, man. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, Tom. Thanks for having me. And I really like that intro. Could you do that for me every day and introduce me that way? That'd be great.
Yeah, Mr. Awesomeness. There you go. So, and just so for those of you listening, if anyone hears any trickling or water in the background, it's because Derek is sitting next to his pond in Nashville with the waterfall running, and he's probably, I don't know, are you drinking beer yet? Probably not.
I'm on a hiatus at the moment. So,
All right. But
normally it's Sunday water feature beer. Yes.
Yeah. So you're on a hiatus. You're getting healthy. And
that's it. I just need to shed a few pounds. Got to trim down a little.
Awesome, man. Well, so Derek, you know, yesterday we were talking, just on the phone casually, and you shared a situation where, you sold a big job and then basically didn't get the big job or choose to do the big job. And I just thought it was a great story for any of our contractors that are listening, because it really points to how honesty is truly the best, policy in anything. And again, this isn't to say like, you know, we lie to get sales. That's not where I'm coming from. And your story here is going to illustrate that here in a minute. So, Can you just kind of give us a broad overview of the situation and how it all played out, and we'll chill on that for a bit?
Absolutely, be glad to. So it was typical, you know, you receive a contact from an email or phone call, just someone wanting your services, and asked her to send me pictures. It's part of our pre-qualification process, and as I was looking at the pictures, I kind of got a scope for what was going on, and so I went down the list. I listened to her and was understand. In this situation, it really wasn't a pain thing. It was more of a pleasure thing, where she wanted a large recreation pond installed in her yard because she grew up around ponds, and she wanted to kind of recreate that. So went through the process and threw out some numbers and kind of, you know, it went on the high end. And long story short, I gave her a price of this could cost as much as $60,000. And she didn't freak out. And you know, I gave her some lower numbers too, but we felt like we were in line. And this is kind of where the honesty came in, because I needed to make sure that she was serious. So I told her that basically I needed her to give me a yes or five. And I told her that I would be really honest with her while I was out on site. And if I couldn't do this project for that amount of money, I would let her know. And I asked her to return the favor for whatever the reason, if she didn't want to move forward or just didn't care for, you know, my personality, whatever it was, that she could tell me no, and I wanted to do it while we're on site. And that's kind of where this whole thing spawned.
So talk to me about this yes or no thing that you said. You give her a budget over the phone, hey, be between X and Y in price.
Sure.
And I want to come out and confirm this whole thing, and I know you shared there something about a yes and no. What did you mean by that?
So as contractors, we know that we're always going out to homeowners and doing the tap dance and just hoping that we get the job. So if you use the yes or no, it makes it really, really affirming. So if for some reason, while I'm out at the job, that I see something I can't do it for $60,000, I'll let the client know that it's just not possible for me to do that. Mm-hmm. And they understand that. So if she were to say that she wasn't agreeing with me and whatever else coming up with, I want her to tell me no. Obviously, I want a yes, but a no is okay too, because we don't want that slow no. We don't want that I'm going to think about it. So you alleviate that over the phone and let them know. If they do say they're going to think about it, you can truly, the recourse is go, well, you know, we talked and you said you were going to give me a yes or no. Is there something that I'm not saying that you'd like to hear? Is there something, you know, what's going on? Where are we at? So it starts that conversation back up. And that's exactly what happened on this job.
So, you know, as and you know, you and I have known each other for a while, so I know the process you use and stuff.
Sure. Sure.
So it saves a lot of follow-up time if you can get a yes or and a no, you know, with having to chase people down when they want to think about it, which I love. But let's back up to the telephone part where you're saying you're given a budget range over the phone.
Right.
What if you're wrong? You know, what if you're looking at a picture and you're wrong?
That's pretty much what happened in this situation. I truly gave her a number over the phone with the scope of work that I was envisioning. And that's what's so cool about the yes or no and telling them that you're going to be honest with them. Because I'm standing out there and we're going over the stuff. Basically, this was a second visit. There was a paid consultation going out the first time. This was a pretty elaborate project, so I needed to put a few things together to make sure I was on point before I collected a deposit that day. So we went over some things, and I went back out to meet with her, and everything seemed to be cool, felt good about it, and I got a $30,000 deposit check. And I went back to the office, and we had set a schedule that day. Several weeks went by, and I just had this gut feeling after I was really putting the numbers together, because this was a different job where I just knew that I could give her what she was asking for $60,000. And mm-hmm. I felt like I had everything lined up. But there were some big things going on here. There were some rocks protruding out of the ground that I thought about after the fact. And, you know, if I run into lots of excavation, not being able to remove these stones, I could be 2-3 days in, and that's going to kill me on labor. Another thing was this was going to be, gosh, I can't remember the gallons, but it was a 50 by 70 pond averaging 4 foot deep. So I was going to have to bring in water trucks to fill this thing up. Right. I've never done a project where I need to bring in a water truck. So there was some costs in that. That's as I was going through this, I was really starting to eat at my budget. And I called her back up and said, we need to meet again, and went back out. And that's where the serious yes or no came in.
All right. So how did that play out? So in her mind, she's going, hey, I gave you a $30,000 deposit. Some time goes by, and then she gets a phone call from you and says, we need to meet.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Pretty much. And so we do a pre-job walkthrough. So the pre-job walkthrough also is a secondary line of defense when this stuff's going on. I didn't feel comfortable with my budget, but me going out there one more time and having the guys with me would help maybe find that extra money that we could make this happen. So we're out there, we're meeting, we're talking, and actually had another contractor of ours, Chris Ostrander, mm-hmm. a friend of ours, had him come in because he was going to help me with this project. And we hung out, went to the job too, and looked over things, and he was seeing the same thing I was seeing, that there was just no way to recoup this. So at that point, I told her, I said, Melissa, do you remember our very first phone call when I said I was going to be very honest with you if anything needed to change, and I need you to be very honest with me? And she said, yes, I do remember that. And Derek, you're making me very nervous. and I kind of laughed, and poor Chris, he's from the north. He was actually hiding under a cedar tree because it was wicked hot. He couldn't handle the heat. It's pretty funny. And he's back there watching it go down. And I said, you know, you should be nervous, because I'll be honest with you, and I cannot do what you're asking me to do for $60,000. Mm. And I just shut up. And she just kind of started talking. It was really interesting because she was like, well, what can we do for $60,000? So I was relieved. So now Chris and I were kind of scrambling, going, well, let's see, what can we do? So a little bit of conversation back and forth. I asked her if it was okay if she give us, you know, give me a couple of days, let Chris and I kind of go back and regroup. We'll look at some other options, see how we can pull this off. And we did talk about reducing the size of the pond while we were there. I went ahead and planted that seed, that we may have to make it smaller to make it happen. So long story short, in that respect, I called her back a couple of days, gave her the other options, and she didn't want to make it smaller. However, she still wants to spend that amount of money and could possibly see using it in some other areas. So that was pretty cool. I didn't get completely shut down. So this is kind of where it tied in that I used another skill set from another contractor on how to get her to come to the garden center and possibly salvage the job.
Yep. So yeah, go ahead.
So at this point, I called her up and let her know that it wasn't going to happen. I needed to get her $30,000 deposit check back, and I asked her if it was cool if she would come by the garden center and pick it up. Mm-hmm. So my thought process here was if I could just get her to the garden center and possibly see the big pond we have in the back, it's a quarter of the size of what she was wanting, but it might just fit and kind of give her what she wants in another area. And so called her, set a schedule with her, asked her to be there at 1 o'clock, and I planned on running late, conveniently, so that she could walk around the garden center and kind of check things out. And actually, my wife Erin called and said she was 20 minutes early, which was perfect. So it went down perfectly. I get there, she's walking around. It was a couple of customers there, so I wasn't able to greet her immediately when I came in. And when I did have a chance to speak with her, I introduced her to Erin. And they said hello, so it was this nice little lull in there, and I just kind of didn't say a lot. I had the deposit check in my hand, had an envelope. And all of a sudden she said, is it cool if we go in the back and look at this water feature in the back? And immediately I was like, touchdown. Yeah, there you go. It's happened.
That's awesome.
So we get to the back, and she pretty much said, you know, how much does this cost, and can you do this? And that's where we're at today.
Yeah, and I know from our conversation yesterday that you ended up selling her this other type of pond for much less money, but you're going to make as much, if not more, in the profit.
Exactly. It's going to save me time. It's really more in our wheelhouse anyway, and. Mm-hmm. She's going to be super ecstatic, and she'll do more work in the future. Even within that, when she said I'm ready to go with this, she's not letting go of the other one. She just needs to wait till some other things happen. So this is who knew?
Well, I know that you had $60,000 or so of work planned out. You put on the schedule, then you took it off the schedule, sold a much smaller job, and I know yesterday you told me that you ended up selling a bunch more work.
Yep. I filled in that schedule and actually sold an additional $5,000 more than I would have made over that. So
you would have made. Okay. And so here's the lessons in this and why I thought it was really important to tell this story. Now I want to give everyone listening a couple important things that'll give you some context here. Okay. Building the type of ponds and water features that Derek builds, it's not a cut and paste industry. Okay. It's not like a piece of drywall that we install or a door that you put in. There are a ton of variables, ton of unknowns. And so I want everyone to understand that, you know, this is pretty common to, you know, give a budget range in Derek's industry and then kind of go out there and just kind of design a beautiful water feature on the fly. Did I leave anything out, Derek?
No, that's pretty much it. It's kind of, it's a creative thing.
Yeah, it's a very creative thing where sometimes it's just pretty tough to put some man hours to it. It's pretty tough to understand how long it's going to take to dig something out, or can we get machines in, or how much rock are we going to use, or whatever. So I want everyone to understand that you know, Derek and guys like him truly know their craft. There's tons of creative freedom, and it's not always really easy to put an estimate to it. So, but what I love about this that I hope everyone walks away with is that Derek from the get-go took control. I mean, that's what I love about what you did in your phone conversation, and those that listen to this show know that I talk all about it. We talk about it in the Contractor Sales Academy all the time, that, you know, pre-qualify stuff on the phone, have open and honest conversations with people with no BS, no tap dancing, no running around. And because of you took control and really set those expectations early, it allowed you to, not that it wasn't some uneasiness for you, but you were comfortable. You were comfortable at least enough in your relationship to be able to call a timeout and just go, hey, this really isn't in our wheelhouse. We don't do this every day. And you started looking into it a little more and realized that it's probably not going to be the best thing for them or for you.
Sure. It's and Tom, too, if I can share a couple of things I've learned about this type of sales approach is when you set these types of expectations up front, it works so well that you can sell things. So this is what I'm figuring out is I need to really be careful on what I do sell because people are saying yes because of how easy this process is and how comfortable it makes them and the expectations that it's setting. So me selling the $60,000 job probably should have been, $100 or $125, honestly.
Yeah.
Now I know that. So when I run across this again, I definitely will be careful how I throw these numbers by the measurement. So it's so interesting. When you start understanding this and you practice it so much and you get so comfortable, you really have to be careful because people are going to say yes. It's who knew?
So let me flip this to the scenario that I know for sure myself, many years ago, how it would have played out for me, possibly you, before you took this approach, and how countless numbers of contractors approach it right now. We bid a project, and if it's something that's not within our true wheelhouse, we try to bullshit our way through it. And we wing it. And sometimes, that's what it takes. You bring in some help, you get, and you learn, and that's how we get better. So I'm not saying that that's always a bad thing. But a lot of times we go, I haven't done this before. And now I'm going to dive into this project. And then imagine on the other side. I mean, I can tell you several examples through the years when I was a younger contractor where I ticked off the homeowner because we took longer. I didn't make any money as a company. I actually lost money on projects because I, didn't do my due diligence and really slow down and didn't take the time to be honest with myself. And that's how a lot of contractors get in trouble is when we're not open, we're Absolutely. Not honest. Our ego gets in the way and we go, I don't want to be open and honest back with the customer and just go, hey, I don't think I'm the best fit for this thing. And so, so kind of my urging to all the contractors, especially the younger guys that haven't been knocked around that much yet, don't be afraid to say no. Don't be afraid to be honest. And because what that's going to do, I mean, Derek, even if she didn't hire you for anything else, she's still somebody that is a big fan of yours because of the relationship that you maintain because of the honesty. Would you say that's fair?
That's so fair because when she came to the garden center, knowing that she's having to come, she's inconvenient. I'm inconveniencing her by asking. She's 45 minutes away. Inconveniencing her to ask her to come to my garden center for me to give her money back. And she was super ecstatic. I mean, hugged me when I saw her and just like she's a very nice lady, very, very upbeat, really big personality. But you would have been able to read if she was put out and she wasn't. So I was taken back by that. Like she was actually excited for what we were doing or not doing, I guess.
Or not doing. Absolutely. And, now she can be secure knowing that, the money that she is going to spend going forward with you is money well spent. You're going to feel good. She's going to feel good. Everyone's going to hug and all that. Yeah. And then, you've got a fan for life here. So listen, this is, because this is kind of an impromptu interview that we did today. I wanted people to hear that story. So you guys that are listening, please don't be afraid to just be honest. I mean, so many times, you've been standing in somebody's house or standing in the yard and they go, hey, do you guys do this? And what do we all want to say?
Right.
We all want to say,
absolutely.
We do that. And we say that because we don't want to come across as the as not knowing our stuff or not being the professional. But I say flip that on its head, be an uncommon contractor and be just as clear with the things you don't do as the things that you do. And it's going to actually elevate your position in your marketplace. And it's also going to put a lot more money in your pocket in the long run. So,
and that whole honesty thing, Tom, when you set the expectations of honesty in the very beginning, when you meet that customer for the first time and you lay all that stuff out there, it's so easy to do because you're really setting the rules of engagement. So that's been a big deal. Set those honest expectations in the beginning, and you can always revert back to them if something gets a little weird at the end, and you don't have to look ignorant.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, if you have time, I want to get into our gauntlet section now, our rapid fire questions. But at the end, if you have a minute or two, would it be cool if we did a little role play of how you set those expectations and get a yes or no?
Absolutely. That'd be cool.
All right. Cool. So let's jump into the gauntlet, and we will. So those of you listening, stick around and hear our role play here at the end. All right. Hey, you strong contractors out there, check this out. So a lot of you know that I have an organization called the Contractor Sales Academy, and each year we do an annual event for contractors and their people who are ready, who are willing and excited to dig deeper into the mindsets and actions that are going to propel them to higher levels in not just their business, but also their lives. And so over the course of 2 days, we're gonna talk, personal development and personal value, because it all starts with your mindset. We're going to talk about sales, leadership, personal and business health, a lot of things that are going to make you stronger as an individual and in turn help you to build a stronger business. So this year, in 2016, the Profit Summit 16 will be start on September 30th and go, the 28th, and it will go through the 30th. So September 28th through 30th in Burtonsville, Maryland, at my partner in the CSA, Steve Schinholzer, who's also been on the show. So scroll back through the podcast and listen to Steven Schinholzer. It's a kick butt interview that we did a month or so back. All right. We're working right now on, two world-class keynote motivational speakers coming in to the event. In addition to that, it's a real intimate event. Last year, we had about 30 attendees. This year, we expect to have a bit more than that. So it's not this big, huge conference. It's actually at Steve's house, where we hold just about all the different workshops and events and programs that are there over the course of 2 days. And you get a ton of time with people who are going to challenge you to think at different, higher levels in your business. Okay. And we're super excited. So Profit Summit 16, September 28th through the 30th, Burtonsville, Maryland. Head to motorhard/summit, SUMMIT, motorhard.com/summit, and you can apply there. One of us will give you a call, have a conversation, and see if you and just you or members of your team or whatever would be a good fit for this event in September. So with that, we hope to see you there. Let's get serious about changing your life, change your business. All right, there's too many opportunities for contractors to get back their time, make more money, avoid all the typical BS, build stronger teams, and it all starts with you as the leader. So do yourself a favor and get there. I promise you, it will be the best time and the best money you will spend in 2016 for your business. Derek, here we go.
Cool.
Your biggest strength as a leader?
I'm not. I create distance. I'm not a helicopter boss.
Your biggest leadership fail?
Same thing.
Oh, love it. All right.
Same answer.
All right, that's the only time you get to use the same answer. All right, here we go. you have no work on the calendar. What do you do to get some money coming in right now?
I just be patient and know after 20 years, somebody always calls or something happens. I meet somebody, so I relax and let it happen.
Okay. All right, starting tomorrow, you have to outsource one thing in your business. What is it?
Outsource one thing in my business. Marketing.
Okay. Last thing, your top money-making advice for other business owners.
Wow, top. Get a mentor.
All right, there you go. All right, so here we go. So here's the situation. Let's wrap this thing up here. Actually, before we do the role play, because we'll end with the role play, is there anything else that I should have asked you that I didn't ask? Is there anything else that's on your mind that you would want to share with, you know, the thousands of other contractors that are listening around the country, around the world right now?
I guess briefly, because you did mention kind of the younger guys get into contracting business, and really, it's so important to get around mentors so that you really don't have to make all the mistakes that we've all made. You can really learn from people that are better than you and find a good one, and they'll help you. So not that you didn't need to ask that, but that's just something that constantly goes through my head in the contracting business, is not having people smarter than us around us, or not listening to people who are smarter than us, thinking we know it all. You can save a lot of time and a lot of money.
Big time. Well, you know, the problem is, again, it's our ego. We all think that we're going to be different, you know.
Yeah, and you got to let our ego.
I remember. I remember older contractors when I was brand new would say, "Hey, make sure you do this and don't do this," and I'd be like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, thanks, old man."
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. What do you know, old guy?
There you go. Good deal. All right, so here we go. So I'm going to set the stage. So so here's the scenario. Derek is a pond contractor. I reached out to his business. Derek, I've already sent you some pictures of my backyard or whatever. I just want a beautiful pond. So we've kind of talked about, you know, what I want and the whole pleasure thing. Just for sake of time, I want to just pick it up so people can hear you know, how you maybe talk money a little bit, and then how you move into the yes or no. And then we'll just end with that. And then, that'll be cool. So,
sure.
So yeah. I'm Tom. This is Derek. We're on the phone. I want this beautiful backyard pond, and Derek, take her away.
Cool. So Tom, looking at these pictures, I definitely see what you're wanting to create, and I can do that backyard landscape and pond. So do you want to talk money for a second?
I suppose that couldn't hurt.
Excellent. So I just want to kind of bracket a few things for you, because a lot of times on a project like this, we're going to have some variables. So I want to kind of give you about three options, and you kind of lead me from there. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
So on the upper end of this project, we're looking at $70,000 or $80,000. Is that number freaking you out when I throw that number out?
I was taking a drink and almost spit it out, but
sure, I would too.
Yeah,
I felt crazy saying it. So it's, you know, I never know sometimes where people are going. So I just want to give you that option, because who knows? You may have that kind of money to spend and create that paradise. So realistically, what we're looking at is, and let's kind of look at the low end. You're somewhere between $12,000 and $15,000 to get that 11 by 16 pond put in with some lights and some cool bells and whistles. But if we jump up on into that $15,000 to $18,000 range, we can get some landscaping done. And I could even go as high as 20, and maybe we can do some character boulders and some other little accents. Am I even close here?
Well, you know, when my wife and I were talking, and I told her I thought it was going to be somewhere around 10 grand or something. So I guess the 12 range isn't out of the question, no.
Gotcha. And I'll be honest with you, Tom, we may be able to do something for 10 grand, but from what you described and you know, what you'd mentioned that the wife wants, I think you're going to be disappointed at 10.
All right. So how does this work? Do you come out and write up an estimate for us? What do we do from here?
And we'd definitely love to get there, but I do have a couple more questions if that's okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So we're somewhere, for the sake of numbers, we're somewhere between 12,000 and 15,000. Agreed.
Yeah, and that, like I said, I mean, we had 10 in our mind, and I think 12 would be pushing it for me.
Okay.
You know.
Well, is that, how does the wife feel? Is 10 her number, or is 12 pushing it for her too?
We're usually on the same page. I mean, it's she trusts me to, you know, do whatever I got to do to make it nice back there. So.
You feel really comfortable that it's on the same page?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Cool. So, cause here's what I don't want to, I don't want this to happen, Tom. And I'm going to be real honest with you. Are you okay with us kind of shoot you straight from here on? Cause we've really been having a great conversation. We've kind of been talking about what ifs and imagination and magic wands and stuff, but now it's kind of really the nitty gritty. Are you good with that? Me being straight up?
Oh yeah. I appreciate it.
Cool. So here's, and I kind of want to talk third party a little bit. I've walked in backyards sometimes and I'll see something that I'm not able to do for that price point. And even the wife is actually came out, even though the husband has said that, you know, they kind of control the reins on the money. I've had the spouse or significant other come out and not be on the same page in time. I don't want that to happen. You know where I'm coming from?
Yeah, that's awkward, isn't it?
It can get a little weird. It's a little profanity can start coming out. Get chased out of the yard. The dog comes out. Not a good situation.
Yeah, so, like I said, we're good. I mean, whatever I choose to spend, she's going to be good with. And
Gotcha. Yeah. So. I want you to be real honest with me too, Tom, because when we're standing in the backyard, I'm looking at this. These numbers are going to come up, and I'm going to say it's going to be between 10,000 and 12,000 to do this. And I need you to be honest with me and shoot me straight, and not tell me you're going to think about it. Is that cool?
Well, we were planning on getting some other bids, you know. So
and that's
I'm not
cool.
sure when I can get those other guys out there, but.
But I would like you to go ahead and get those other bids, because I'm giving you the estimate over the phone, so I know I can do this for this price, and I'm very comfortable with that. So if you're getting other bids, I kind of feel like, Tom, I kind of need to be honest here. I'm a little bit uncomfortable. I think I may have not said something you need to hear, or maybe I've even made you feel uncomfortable. Have I made you feel uncomfortable?
No, not at all. I'm just, you know, 10, 12 grand's a lot of money, and I just want to make sure that we're, you know, doing what we got to do to get the best product back there.
I got you. So you did look at the website, right?
Oh yeah. My wife's the one that, you know, told me to call you guys. She was going to your garden center buying some flowers and stuff and saw one of your ponds something there. So she probably
went in the back and she saw the big pond.
Yep.
You're in trouble now.
Yeah. Look out, man.
Well, I mean, so what do you want? I mean, you know, I know I can build this. You've seen my work. Maybe there's some, you know, we need to talk a little bit more over the phone or something, or you reach out to those contractors. Because, Tom, I'll be honest with you, man. I want to protect your time, too. I don't want to come out and just kind of repeat myself and give you the same price I'm giving you over the phone. You might have to take off work. The wife has to take off work. I'd rather when I show up, you know, you say, Derek, we're ready to move forward and you know, get a deposit and get you scheduled. Are you not comfortable right now doing that?
Well, I just want to, like I said, I want to make sure that we're not a lot over that 10 grand. It's what I had in our budget. And I think if we're in that range, you know, I think it looks good. I mean, like I said, we love your work, saw your site, saw your garden center. You know, I just don't, want you to come out here and tell me it's going to be double the price or something, you know?
I got you. Tom, this is what I hear you saying. You don't want me to go over $12,000. Is that what I'm hearing?
I'd rather you not go over 10, but 12 is my absolute max, you know.
What if I put it in writing that I know I can build this for $10,000. I'm going to give you a $12,000 option, but if you don't want to spend the extra two, I know I can build it for 10. Now, for 10, we're going to be on the low end. You're not going to get a lot of the bells and whistles. There's going to be some takeaways from that 12,000. I mean, am I clear on I guess what I'm setting up here?
Yeah, that would be great if you could, you know, guarantee that we're not going to go over that. you know, then, you know, for your basic pond, then I think I'm good, man.
Okay. Well, I feel good about it. So when I show up and I throw those numbers out, you're ready to kind of look at going ahead and getting on schedule and putting a deposit down and getting things set up. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that can make sense.
Okay, cool. Because it's also I do have a $200 consultation fee for coming out, but it doesn't sound like we're consulting on this. It sounds like we're going straight to deposit. If for some reason I'm standing out there and the spouse shows up and you guys don't want to make a decision that day, I'm going to go ahead and have to charge a $200 consulting fee. Is that okay?
Yeah, I think she's leaning towards you anyway. So it's
there you go. Cool.
You know, and yeah, like I said, if we can be at that number, I would love to, you know, just check this off my to-do list and get it done. So
perfect. So here's what I'll do. I'll go ahead and print up an invoice for a $200 consult. And in there, I'm going to go ahead and throw in some wordage too. When I do arrive and we talk about this, and I'm going to come in absolutely $10,000, but I'm going to give you some other options and you get to choose from that point. But I will not exceed 10 unless you say so.
Yeah, is that fair? That's fair. Yeah, that's cool.
Well, what would you like to do next then?
Let's come on out and figure this out.
Sure. What weekend's good for you? Middle of the week? You tell me and I'll be there.
Sounds good. All right. Blah, blah, blah. We set up the time and Derek is out of the house. All right. So let's cool. So Derek, what might somebody who's listening to this role play, who maybe doesn't have this deep of a pre-qualification on the phone with people, what might they be thinking right now about what they just heard?
That it can't be done, that it's unrealistic, because that's what I used to think. There's no way you could do this stuff over the phone. You had to show up and present yourself. So that it's unrealistic, that's probably what I would say.
Yeah, I hear a lot of times, you know, you can't be that pushy. You know, we're always taught you don't talk about money. You know, but you, you know, I tried to play it, you know, somewhere between a layup for you and somewhat challenging, just to give it more of a realistic. And obviously, we have some really challenging people on the phone, but you know, we weed them through and we know that they're not a good fit for us, because at the end of the day, you're going to go out there and it's going to cost at least 10 grand.
Sure.
And so why bother, you know, schlepping ourselves out there to do that? So again, to those listening, I want to encourage you that Derek, you know, I mean, shoot, dude, how many, if you have 10 leads come into the business, you know, how many times are you leaving your house to sell a job?
It's how many ever times I've pre-qualified. So if I got 10, my closing rate's probably around 40%. So, but I don't go unless they absolutely understand that I'm coming to pick up a deposit. But people, it's so funny. I'm dealing with a contractor right now in a house addition, and I can't tell you how many revisions he's already done for us. He's been to our house 3 times. I've told him about this process even, and yet he still has not given us a number.
Yep.
So
that's a big mystery. Right.
It's so funny. It's like he could very well tell us it's going to be way out of budget, but you know what? That's his time schedule.
I want to back up because you said your closing rate's around 40%, and so you know I come from the painting industry, and the best sales guys in the painting industry are going to go out and they're going to you know sell jobs, estimate a bunch of jobs, and the best sales guys are usually somewhere in the 45 to 55, 60% closing rate of running around there. But what I want everyone to be clear on is that leaves, take 100 jobs and say you close 50% of them, you still ran around to 50 you shouldn't have.
Yep.
You know?
Absolutely.
So, you know, our purpose of role playing this and talking about honesty and all this other stuff is simply to help protect your time. And by doing what Derek did in bracketing, you know, so if you sell something smaller than a pond, if you sell, hey, somebody wants a front door put into their house or whatever, You know, they want something installed in their house. And if that door normally is going to cost, you know, somewhere between, I don't know, $2,000 and $3,000 to install, you can set your bracket at $4,000 to $5,000 on the low end. Hey, we could put in XYZ's door for $4,000 to $5,000, or we can get the Taj Mahal of all doors and it's $20,000. Which conversation do you want to have? And so by doing a better job on the phone, you're actually, I know you have, and a lot of others are, you're actually, your average job size price is going up as a result as well, with less running around. So that's a win on every side.
It's absolutely. And my, I could close a lot more. I've adjusted my pricing, just like you said. Mm-hmm. I could close, you know, 80-90% if I want to drop my price.
Yeah.
But I'd rather do better, less jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. Better, less jobs. Yep. I like that.
That makes sense.
So, and the beautiful thing here is the conversation that you guys just heard is what Derek does over and over and over every day on the phone with people. And, you know, I know you've shared with me that when somebody goes, oh, it's 10 grand, I thought it was going to be three. Thanks for not wasting my time. They're actually grateful.
Yep.
That you didn't schedule a time to go out there and, you know, mess with their schedule. So anyway, well, dude, I appreciate you hanging out with me today on a totally last minute thing here this weekend when we kind of, I threw a curveball at this whole recording here this week. And so for those of you that are, for those that are listening, if anyone wants to reach out to you, Derek, maybe we've got a contractor or two or a few down in the Nashville area that just would love to meet a guy like you and, you know, hang with somebody who's cool and successful and have a mentor or something like that. How can they reach out to you?
They can, straight up call me. They can call me on my number. Is it cool if I just leave my number?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Area code 615-479-4233. Call me, leave me a message. If I don't answer, just like any other phone call, I'll definitely get back with you. Yeah, just call me. I love talking about this stuff and just getting better with other people and sharing what I've learned from smarter people than me.
There you go. And on that note, you know, you and I have talked about getting together down in Nashville and doing a contractor event. So if you're listening to this, if you're within a couple hours of Nashville and you'd be interested in attending an event, let's just kind of test the waters here and see what kind of interest there is. Go ahead and hit me up at tom@motorhard.com or go to our Facebook page or something like that and just type in, hey, I'm in Nashville, let's do an event. And maybe we can make something like that happen and eat some hot chicken.
That would be fun. Oh, love the hot chicken.
Yeah,
love the hot chicken.
Good stuff. All right, well, Derek, I appreciate you hanging out on a Sunday, man. And
absolutely.
And those of you listening, take to heart what Derek shared. Be honest with people. Set expectations up front. Avoid the BS. Get your ego out of the way. And I promise that you are going to sell a lot more of your stuff. And with that, we are out of here. Travis, bring in those guitars, man.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
See you, buddy.